Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now on the tee.
Is it time? Let's do this.
It's time for Real Golf Radio, the longest-running nationally syndicated golf show in the country, with insights and experience of professional golfer Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper, and the passion and, fun of Brian Taylor.
Nice.
Here they are, the hosts of Real Golf Radio, Brian and Bob.
Hey there, and welcome to another edition of Real Golf Radio, Halloween style. Thanks for being with us, and hope everybody is safe and has a good time out there today. Brian and Bob with you. You can catch us on Twitter at Real Golf. Download us on your favorite podcaster site, and we just appreciate you tuning in and listening each and every week as we talk golf with you now in our 21st year, and we've got an exciting one. You know, 4 years before we began the show, Ben Crenshaw pulled off an improbable win for his second green jacket at the 1995 Masters Tournament, and he is going to join us as we commemorate 25 years of that win. We'll talk to Ben Crenshaw, one of the all-time greats, Gentle Ben, whatever you want to call him, just a fantastic gentleman, and we are certainly thrilled to have him on the show. Jeff Rude, a veteran golf journalist, has been with us for a long time, and just love listening to his voice, his stories. He is certainly an intimidating figure, and yet just a super nice guy. Looking forward to having Jeff Rude. America's favorite caddy joins us on the back nine, as well as Jason Sobel from the Action Network, as you start to get ready for your betting favorites, leading into a tradition unlike any other fall classic edition of the Masters coming up in just 2 weeks' time. Bob, I am starting to get ready. I'm gearing up. While this will be the first time in some 20 years that I've not been back on site for the Masters tournament, I'm excited to watch it nonetheless.
We've been very fortunate, not only to cover the Masters, but I've been very fortunate to have a dad that won the Masters, so I've been able to be there quite a few times with family and that kind of thing. But this is going to be a different one, no doubt, with no patrons, not being able to sit under the umbrellas out there at the back of the clubhouse and being in that beautiful media center there at Augusta National. It's going to be sorely missed.
Yeah, it will be. It'll feel like a little bit of a hole, feel like we're missing out on something that's become part of my life and something that certainly is a part of yours. Nonetheless, excited for some of the announcements that were made by Augusta National this week. As I said, different than your traditional Masters, but unlike anything other as well. So we'll get into those changes, what it means, and by the way, it is Halloween, right? So we are going to talk a little bit about some of our favorite thrillers in the game of golf. You know, we've done scariest shots over the years. We've had some fun with some of that stuff. But how about some of our favorite thrillers? And I'll tell you what, last week, Tiger and Phil did not provide that for us. And what might have been one of their final Sunday pairings. So we'll talk about all that as well. Thanks for joining us. We're just getting started. Great show for you. Thanks for coming along. Brian and Bob with you right here on Real Golf Radio. In golf, we love the way technology helps us better enjoy the game. The same goes for our other pursuits. If fly fishing is one of those, let me introduce you to the River Quiver. Fly fishing is about the journey, moving from spot to spot until you land that fish you've been looking for all day. But what do you do with your rod? Break it down, hang it out the back window? You're not going to let it roll around in the back of your truck. Just slide it in your River Quiver, fully assembled and ready to fish. This premium rooftop fly rod holder is designed to protect your rod and give you more time on the water to catch more fish. Locked, loaded, ready to fish. Find your River Quiver at riversmith.com.
To be the number one irons in golf for five consecutive years and counting, Callaway can't stop pushing the limits. That's why they've used artificial intelligence to create the new Maverick irons. AI has uniquely engineered a flash face cup in every Maverick iron to maximize distance throughout your entire set, while each club's center of gravity is precisely positioned to optimize launch. New distance is out there. It takes a Maverick to find it. Get new distance at CallawayGolf.com. Callaway, the number one irons in golf.
How did we create our most advanced tour ball ever? We invested and built one of the most advanced golf ball facilities in the world. Inside and out, we've re-engineered every aspect of ChromeSoft to create our fastest, highest quality, and most consistent tour ball ever. A new era of innovation has built a ball for total performance. The new ChromeSoft. This ball changes everything.
From the brand that sells over 2 million backpacks per year, OGIO's new Fuse Stand Bag will have you feeling as fresh on the 17th hole as you did on the second. Integrating industry-leading strap technology, OGIO's Fuse Stand Bag is the perfect companion for the walking golfer. With wide and dense padding and the self-leveling fit disc technology, the Fuse delivers unparalleled walkability. This season, make sure your stand bag is as light as Fuse. Learn more about the best bags in golf at OGIO.com/golf.
Those who know love heading to St. George, Utah for year-round fun, especially golf. But where to stay is always a challenge, and getting a tee time can be tough. What if there was a Scottsdale-style golf resort in St. George where you can stay and play? And what if you could own your own residence there? Well, now there is. Introducing Black Desert Resort at Entrada. The second and final chapter of the Entrada vision offers a full community with exceptional amenities from residential villages, hiking trails through preserved lava flows, spa, world-class dining and shopping, and a Tom Weisskopf championship golf course. It's literally an outdoor paradise that will strengthen family bonds and make lifelong memories. That's life at Black Desert. Find out how you can stake your claim at blackdesertresort.com. blackdesertresort.com. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available now. Black Desert Resort at Entrada. Unlike anything you've experienced before.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio. Happy Halloween, everybody. We're going to talk more about thrillers coming up here in just a minute, but this segment is brought to you in part by Callaway Golf and the new X-Forge CB irons. Callaway enhanced the player's performance iron with multi-material construction using weighting, face technology, and shaping to create an iron that delivers consistency, control, an incredible feel. You can now purchase them and pick them up and play them. CallawayGolf.com or your favorite retailer in stores now. By the way, if you're interested in those muscle backs, those are only available through a custom order. So you can check those out. That's what the UT clubs are available. Check them all out at CallawayGolf.com. A beautiful lineup of players' irons just released by Callaway Golf. And speaking of Callaway Golf, big news from the manufacturer, as they have announced this week that they have merged with Top Golf.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting that that they've done so, but I think it's pretty cool. I think one of the things it does is, you know, Top Golf has brought a lot of new people into the game, and a lot of people, to be considered a golfer, you have to play at least one or two rounds. And a lot of people come to Top Golf to enjoy the experience, hit some golf balls or try to hit some golf balls, eat some good food, be there in a social atmosphere with their friends. And from the data that's been pooled together, they've learned that all those people, most of them, would like to really start playing the game. And so Callaway has jumped right into the mix of it. And they can focus on those people with data sets and be able to market with them and to get them into the game better. So I think it's a great move.
Yeah, it's really powerful, no doubt about it. So you watch and see how this takes place and unfolds over the next several years as this continues to roll out. But I think some foresight there. You know, you also have Top Tracer technology from Top Golf, and as you pointed out, Bob, Top Golf was brilliant in the sense that they created a social atmosphere for people that don't play, that aren't very good, or of all abilities. So you could sit up there with Bob Casper, the one-time pro, now scratch golfer, amateur, and somebody that's never played, like my wife. We were actually at Top Golf this week, and she got up there and she hit a few shots. And she can have some fun, and there's no pressure. You're not holding anybody up. You're not losing any golf balls. You don't even have to have your own equipment. So for all, but you're having a good time and everyone's laughing and enjoying. And as you said, food and drink and all of that is there. So yeah, it really is an effort to grow the game and a powerful duo. No doubt about it. All right. In other news, the Masters making an announcement this week about how this, the Masters is going to look and how different it's going to be. Of course, we know no patrons will be in attendance, but Bob, some of these announcements are definitely changed the landscape of the tournament. Nevertheless, it is going to be a special week.
Yeah, so of course we know that the Masters is going to be November 9th through 15th, and the big announcement out of this week that came along is that ESPN's College Game Day will be airing live from Augusta National on Saturday, November 14th from 9 Eastern till noon Eastern.
So you think of all the announcements that were made, the game day was the biggest one, even over the cancellation of the par three contest.
Oh, I think it's definitely the biggest one.
Okay.
Because when you look at it, you know, we're gonna miss the par three contest. The par three contest isn't the par three contest without the fans. And so we're gonna miss that. But I think what this does is it allows Augusta National, they've had the women's amateur now. They're at Augusta National. They've had the drive, chip, and putt. All those things bringing more people into the game with women's golf and juniors and that kind of thing. Now you're target marketing to a whole different demographic of college football fans and football players that tune in big time for College Game Day and to see how all these guys talk about, the talking heads talk about college football and that kind of thing. You're going to have that at Augusta National. And I think that's pretty cool.
Ah, I'm with you. Hey, it's yeah, and I love the examples that you mentioned of the women's amateur drive, chip, and putt, and Augusta National always making an effort, even going back to Bobby Jones and inviting amateurs, the top amateurs. He, of course, was himself an amateur, but including that, I've always said that when you go back to the Masters, it's a living museum. It's a living piece of history where the game's greats of the past combine with the greats of today and those of the future with the amateurs participating. Yeah. So, and then even further future when you can add in the drive, chip, and putt, right? And then include the ladies and the amateurs. Look, Augusta is one special place. We're going to be sad not to be there for the first time in 20 years for this event. But nevertheless, and look, I'm with you. The par three contest is, there is no par three contest without fans. The players
just get, like the Ryder Cup.
Yes, the players get nothing out of the par three contest. This is a celebration of the game, and you can't celebrate the game without the fans having the opportunity to interact with you in such a way that they only can at the par three contest.
Yeah.
And so I absolutely love the celebration of the game, the families that come out, the kids, all that environment. That's not there. It's not going to be there. And so it's irrelevant. And so I love the fact that they're essentially replacing the par three experience with College Game Day. Fantastic. And then, you know, of course, you know, split tees, that's going to be different this year as well. Bob, I'm wondering, and the question I have is, might it favor a past champ that has more experience on this golf course, being that it's going to be, you know, players aren't necessarily going to be overwhelmed with the roars, but it might even be completely different where they sort of are almost overwhelmed with their own thoughts because it's going to be so quiet out there.
Well, and I think that on one hand, that's correct. On the other hand, all these past champions have played this golf course normally in the spring in April. A lot of them haven't played it in the fall. Mm. And so it's going to be crucial for the past champions, and it's going to be crucial for everybody else to get there on the golf course, on site, as soon as they can, so they have an opportunity to figure out what's going to happen with the golf course. Check out the weather forecast, see how the golf course plays, what the wind direction is going to be. There's a lot of new learning that's going to take place at this Masters.
I think that that's a really good point. In some senses, maybe it levels the playing field due to the fact that it's going to be a first-time experience for everybody out there. No question about it. Hats off to Patrick Cantlay, who picked up win number 3 last week. He sure looked good, Bob. A Sunday 65, 9 birdies on the day. Wow. Only 2 bogeys for the entire week. Pretty impressive. You might want to look at Patrick Cantlay and where he stacks up in the odds going into next week.
A great player, and he continues to play better and better and better. What, 3 times now he's won on the PGA Tour, and he's always in the mix. He's a great pick for the Masters in a couple weeks.
Tiger and Phil and the pairing going the wrong way, though, off the 10th tee, not in contention, and a great article by our friend Rex Hoggard suggesting that this might be the last time we see a Tiger and Phil pairing at a PGA Tour event on Sunday. It's pretty interesting. They never really got paired together all that much anyway, but nonetheless, interesting observation. I thought it was a great story you can see on Golf Channel. Susie Whaley ends her term as president of the PGA of America. A historic run, a classy lady, and a job well done. Congrats there. And also hats off to our friend Tim Rosefort, who was made an honorary member of the PGA of America. Really, really super cool stuff. Hey, some of the things we've got to get into, Bob. It is Halloween. Thriller. What are the biggest thrills in golf? Some of the favorite tournament finishes, maybe making your first hole-in-one or any hole-in-one for that matter. Yeah. Meeting a golf legend, huh?
A double eagle.
A double eagle, I put that in there. Playing an exclusive or famous golf course. I think there's a lot of cool things. We'll talk about that as we continue here on the show. Happy Halloween. We're just getting started. Coming up next, Jeff Rude and then Ben Crenshaw right here on Real Golf Radio. Hotel Park City, along with the Spa and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, are open. Parents were tired, forced into homeschooling, juggling work at home and kids at home. Well, take a staycation and escape to Hotel Park City. The pool's open, fitness center, Bandana's Grill, Ruth's Chris, the spa, and the golf course. From suites and the cottages that offer private hot tubs on the balcony and 3 fireplaces, you gotta get away to Hotel Park City. Call 435-940-5077. That's 435-940-5077 for reservations today.
Hi, it's Ned Siegfried. Siegfried & Jensen has been around a long time. We've been handling injury cases for over 30 years. During this time, Siegfried & Jensen has had the privilege of helping tens of thousands of Utahns. If you've had the misfortune of being injured in an accident, we'd love to help you as well. To talk to us for free about your situation, call us at 801-222-2222 or visit us at SiegfriedJensen.com.
You might know Mountain Land Supply for its plumbing products, but did you know Mountain Land Supply also carries landscaping, irrigation supplies, and tools? They can help you design and calculate the exact feet of pipe, sprinkler heads, and nozzles to use for your yard. Using smartphone technology, you can even control your watering with state-of-the-art controllers. For all your landscaping needs, go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at ZionsBank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down, I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Thanks for joining us. Really thrilled to have our next guest join us. He's a longtime golf journalist, has covered over 100 major championships, including 82 consecutive. That's pretty impressive. He hates to be rude. You know it. Jeff Rude joining us right now. Jeff, how are you, man?
You know, I'm good. I was born rude, so I have a built-in excuse. Other people don't really necessarily have an excuse.
Well, people taking a lot of liberty with being rude these days, I'll tell you that.
No, I hear you. It's not only election season; it's rude season.
Yeah,
with a small R, by the way.
Indeed. So, how you been?
I'm good. You know, I work out, I play golf, I watch golf, I hang out with my friends, I working on a humor novel, and so, you know, life is good.
Well, we miss seeing you. We miss seeing a lot of people. We just haven't obviously been traveling this year, and won't be at Augusta in a couple of weeks for the first time in over 20 years. So that part of it is a bit disappointing. But nonetheless, excited that the Masters is going to take place in 2 weeks. And just your initial thoughts on the Masters taking place under the conditions and circumstances that they're forced to.
Well, everybody's had to make adjustments in all aspects of life, you know, there are obviously a lot of hardships with a lot of people. So, you know, Augusta had to do what they had to do with no patrons and move it to November. And, you know, it's going to be a different experience. It's going to be colder, less daylight. You know, they're going to finish about, 3 hours earlier than normal on Sunday. They're going to finish at 3 o'clock. The ball's not going to carry as much. You know, I think practice rounds will mean more this year than before because they're getting a different kind of golf course with conditions and how far does the ball carry and fly. And we're going into, we're going into major guys where, you know, the ball is going so far. I don't think you'll see the ball go as far in November, you know, and when it's colder in Augusta. But, you know, particularly if you have a 7:30 tee time or whatever, you know, an early morning tee time there. But the ball is going so far. To me, it's going to be interesting, and I'd like to know what you guys have to think. What the Masters does between the November Masters and the April Masters. I mean, if they see that ball, you know, if they see DeChambeau carrying the ball 401 like he supposedly did the other day, you know, what are we going to see in April? Are we going to see a Masters ball? Are we going to see more trees planted? Are we going to see fairways pinched at 350? You know, because they're landlocked. They've already bought land over at Augusta Country Club to move back to 13th Tee. But I don't know what else they can really do. You know, there was talk several years ago about a Masters ball. I mean, if anybody can rein it in, you know, I know the U.S., as you guys know, as everybody knows, the USGA and the RNA are looking at the ball. Jack Nicklaus has been trying to get the USGA to roll the ball back for 40 years. You know, what we saw at Wingfoot at the U.S. Open was something way different. It's going to be interesting to see not only what happens at, you know, the Masters has the next two majors with that, but in the next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, how far is too far?
I'll go first, Bob. I'm anxious to see this as well, Jeff. I'll start off by saying, you know, the one great thing about Augusta, they've always made changes and adjustments to the venue in order to maintain the integrity of the golf course and the tournament. And it's continued to be a challenge. We all remember the Tiger proofing, you know, which seemed to work. He didn't win one from, 2005 to 2019. So whatever they did actually did Tiger proof it in some regards. Tiger probably had a hand in Tiger proofing it too, some of the things he went through.
Right.
Nevertheless, it's always interesting to me when I look at that media guide, knowing that that's the same golf course, even with the changes. The same golf course, those records that stand year after year. And the one that stands out to me is that no player has fired four rounds in the 60s at the Masters. So it's look, we've had 18 under shot twice, right? Tiger and Spieth both did it. But they didn't shoot four rounds in the 60s. So if you're going to absolutely obliterate the golf course and try to make Augusta National look silly, you're probably going to do it with four rounds in the 60s. And Augusta National has shown that they can control and at least keep some of the best players in the world from doing those types of things. So I still think it presents the same challenges. Still think there's so much on the line. It's not going to be, you know, the CJ Cup or any of those types of things. Even though Bryson did it at the U.S. Open at Wingfoot, I mean, talk about a classic historic venue. But I think Augusta is going to be a great challenge, even if they're, you know, coming in with short irons to a lot of these greens.
Well, they can control it with green speeds and pin placements. You know, they have the sub air that can control the, you know, the speeds and, you know, and I think it's going to be easier to do in November than in April. You know, I think, is it going to put, Bob, what were you telling me off air that what Tiger was hitting in, when he was playing, he played it in November before hitting three wood in the 10, three wood in the 18. I mean, that's
three wood into one and three wood into 18.
One and 18.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
I find that hard to believe. Was he playing left-handed or what?
Especially one.
The other thing you've got to understand is he also came out and said that he thinks it's going to be more like a Zach Johnson, an event where scores are guys aren't going to be able to hit par fives. And you're going to see with the wind, And the coolness of the temperatures, you're going to see higher scores and a score that's going to be a little bit closer to par.
You know, could be. You know, so Mother Nature is going to slow down Bryson DeChambeau, or as I like to call him, Bison DeChambeau.
Yes, Bison. Yep.
Yeah. So maybe Mother Nature is the only people that can the only thing that can slow him down, or you know. Or other bombers. I mean, we are, you know, I mean, Tiger ushered in the bomber era in 96, 97, and now we're seeing it even escalate more.
Hey, Jeff, you've covered more Masters than I've even watched. What do you think about the uniqueness this year? No fans. I'm assuming the grandstands will be down, which is going to give us some unique sight lines. We've seen that from some of the other majors, right? And the fact that we won't have any roars, you know, down in Amen Corner. Tell us about some of the uniqueness that you've seen and experienced and how you think this one will stand out in that unique way.
Well, visually, it's going to look different. I mean, without grandstands, with just an open space, without you know, throngs of crowds, without azaleas, it will visually look different. You know, I think that's the first thing to brace for. It's been a long time since we've had split tees where you tee them off one and 10. You know, my first Masters was in 79. I think it was 80 or 81. There were some weather issues where they teed them off a 1 and 10. It was a very interesting thing. I was at breakfast. I was reading the two great columnists in Atlanta, Furman Bisher and Louis Grizzard, who then was a Cityside columnist. And Grizzard was in the hospital writing columns. He had just had like quadruple bypass surgery, and he was writing a humor column about being in the hospital with quadruple bypass surgery. And Furman was acting when the split tees came about. Furman wrote, "My God, man, this is the Masters. How dare we tee him off of 1 and 10? It was like the opposite. It was joking about heart surgery and acting like 1 and 10 at Augusta was serious as a heart attack. You know, there's been so, as I said, I used the word hardship earlier. There's been so many, you know, adjustments this year with the pandemic and 2020 being crazy and people losing their jobs and can't pay their mortgage and rent and hardship and can't go to funerals and weddings and so forth. So just the fact that the Masters is pulling this off where people can watch it is, I think, a great thing.
Your thoughts about Chairman Fred Ridley came out this week and said, of course, a couple of things. There's not going to be a par three contest, which goes along with what we're seeing in other sports, but also College Game Day. College Game right. Day is going to be at Augusta National on Saturday morning, issuing in college football that day.
Well, I think that's kind of cool. You know, I think that's thinking outside the box. And you know, they think outside the box of some things and not other things. Obviously, the visual technology on the golf course is, you know, I asked Billy Payne, the chairman, the former chairman a few years ago, I said, you know, let's take the Players' Championship, where at all times you know what's going on at the Players' Championship. There's big scoreboards and jumbotrons and video. You know, you don't have to leave at noon on Sunday and go home to watch it on TV. You can be out there and know what's going on. And I asked Billy, can we ever see anything like that at Augusta? And he said, we have a lot of technology here at Augusta, Augusta National. All of it's underground. So it'll be I don't know what year we should take in the pool of when Augusta has high tech above ground, but it'll be interesting to see if down the road they do it.
Interesting. Jeff Rue joining us here on Real Golf Radio. One of your colleagues, Tim Rosefort, who retired from Golf Channel last year, and by the way, picked a good year to bail out right before 2020. But was announced this week that he was named as an honorary member of the PGA of America. Your favorite thoughts on Rosie?
Well, we go back a long time. We covered Florida State football together in the late 70s. One of the first Masters that he covered and I covered, maybe 1980. I remember driving across town to his rental house and picking him up and driving him to Augusta National. I've known him for what, 42 years. It was a great gesture by the PGA of America to first journalist ever to be named an honorary PGA member. He's had a hard time with onset, Alzheimer's. God bless him. I sent him a note today, thinking about you, miss you. Congratulations. Sending prayers and warm thoughts. My heart extends to Tim, and I'm happy that he got this award.
Well, that's very very nice.
Hard worker. He worked very very hard at it.
Yes.
And he was a good reporter. And he was good on the air, and he's a good guy.
Real quick, Will Crooken, wrapping this up, who are your picks for Augusta?
There's something tells me that Xander Schauffele is going to be in the mix late. He hasn't finished stuff. In recent months, but I like his chances. I got a ticket a year ago on Patrick Cantlay at 50-1 for the Spring Masters, for the 2020 Spring Masters, which obviously it didn't happen. But at 50-1, I kind of like his chances too. It's hard to pick a winner, but somebody who hits it a long way, particularly if what Tiger is saying is true, that the air is going to keep the ball short in the tee shot.
All right, so I know you're wrapping it up there, Bob, but I got one more for you. We're going to have Ben Crenshaw join us next. 25 years ago, he won that 1995 Masters. Your memories of that particular, obviously it was an emotional win.
Well, it was. I was at the Dallas Morning News then, and that week I had three front page stories. I'm talking about front page of the newspaper. I got a call on that Sunday night before the Masters that Harvey Fenech died, and the call came to me about 11 p.m. It was the 11 o'clock hour, and I immediately called the paper and said, "Hey, Harvey Fenech died." We had an advance obit in there, but I did a quick top in about, I don't know, 15 minutes. It felt like about 2 minutes. Topped the advance obit and ran on the front page of the paper. Crenshaw was not in form, left Augusta to go back to Harvey's funeral, as did Tom Kite. Nobody could have seen this coming. If any event I've ever covered had divine intervention, that was it. It was a beautiful thing to see, but it was hard to imagine. It was one of those things you really couldn't believe what you were seeing, because his game was not sharp going into that week, and he was playing with a heavy heart. I mean, man, I tell you what, if you don't believe in the divine after watching that tournament, then you don't have a lot of faith.
Very well said. Good stuff. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Miss you, buddy, and always good to hear your voice.
Miss you guys, too. Yeah, I miss you guys, too. Keep in touch anytime you want. Give me a holler.
All right, we'll do it.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, see ya.
There you go. Jeff Rude, longtime golf writer. As I said, 82 consecutive and 100 major championships covered. I could listen to him all day. Just sit down and, you know, buy him drinks and let him just tell stories. That's the guy he is. And just a real gentleman. Despite his last name, he is a real gentleman. So we love Jeff. All right, we'll take a short break. Ben Crenshaw joins us next right here on Real Golf Radio. Have you heard? There's an all-new experience coming to St. George, Utah. Black Desert Resort at Entrada is a full community resort experience featuring a resort hotel, private residences, world-class dining and shopping, a Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course, and so much more. With a simple message of remarkable within reach, Black Desert Resort beckons you to visit and even stay for a lifetime. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available at blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort at Entrada, unlike anything you've experienced before.
When it comes to putting, alignment is arguably the most important part of the equation.
Okay, let's face it. If you're not lined up correctly, the odds of you making anything are next to nothing.
Which is why Odyssey continues to set the standard for performance with the new triple track putters.
The distinct triple track alignment lines that you've seen on Callaway golf balls, they're now featured on the new triple track putters from Odyssey.
It's shocking how much easier it is to line up your putts.
Wow. Triple track technology utilizes a principle called, you ready for this? Vernier hyperacuity.
What?
To improve your alignment and your putting accuracy.
That's that same visual technology used to land jets on aircraft carriers.
Hey, now that's reliable and accurate.
And once you're lined up, you can focus on making a great stroke.
Just like Bob always does, which is even easier since every triple track putter has a multi-material consistency-enhancing Stroke Lab shaft that's been winning major championships and dominating at tour events around the world.
Get lined up with the new triple track putters at odysseygolf.com.
Odyssey, the number one putter in golf. Callaway knows you can't create new distance by doing the same old, same old. It takes unconventional thinking to create something transformative, and that's what Callaway did with the new Maverick driver. Maverick's Flash Face SS20 was designed using artificial intelligence, a powerful supercomputer tested and refined thousands of virtual prototypes until it created Callaway's fastest, most forgiving driver possible. New distance is out there. It takes a Maverick to find it. Explore Maverick drivers at CallawayGolf.com.
Born from 10 years of research and innovation, the shaft synonymous with high performance and unrivaled feel is back. Introducing the all-new Mitori X from Fujikura. Built to amplify the performance of today's driver heads with a reinforced bias core and a torsionally stiffened handle, Mitori X doesn't just add speed and stability, it multiplies it. Get custom fit from Mitori X today.
When I'm not on the golf course, you'll probably find me in a river. Sometimes I only have a short time to fish. Sometimes I'm out all day going from spot to spot. Either way, I always wrestle with transporting my fly rod. Well, I found the perfect solution. The River Quiver by Riversmith. Handcrafted and designed in Boulder, Colorado by fishermen for fishermen. This premium rooftop fly rod holder transports your fully assembled, fully rigged fly rod safely and securely so you're ready to fish. And it looks sick on the roof rack. Locked, loaded, ready to fish. Get your River Quiver at Riversmith.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks so much for joining us. We're really thrilled to have our next guest join us. He's a 19-time winner on the PGA Tour, including a two-time Masters champion back in 1984 and 25 years ago in 1995. Ben Crenshaw, one of the all-time legends of the game, kind enough to spend some time with us. Mr. Crenshaw, good evening. How are you?
I'm great. And Brian and Bob, it's a pleasure to talk to y'all. The Masters is coming up in a couple of weeks, and we really don't know how this is going to be. People have started to ask me, well, what do you think? And I said, look, I've been over there in the fall, the flowers aren't quite out, but I'll tell you one thing that I'm hoping for. I'm hoping it's dry. I hope it's not a wet week. But I know the golf course will play longer. And if it stays dry, it could play quick. It could play really fast. They could get the greens really, really quick with those low temperatures. But I think that everyone's going to have to feel their way around. And I must say, I really have enjoyed watching all the tournaments, but with no spectators, it's just very strange.
Yeah.
But I know the players have become accustomed to it now. You're still in competition, not only with your immediate cohorts, but you're in competition to beat the golf course too. And I think that's foremost on all the players' minds. I for some reason, if you're there at Augusta, you're happy to be there. No question. The first timers will not get, the full experience for the week with the practice rounds and the par three tournament and the people. But they're there. There's only one Augusta National.
You mentioned practice rounds. I can remember, caddying for my dad. I can remember, in all the events that he played, he was always there on Sunday night or first thing Monday morning, playing practice rounds, seeing what the golf course was like and that kind of thing. How important do you think practice rounds are going to be for these guys, especially having a lot of the guys having never played the golf course in November?
Oh, I think it's absolutely vital because I know that, the younger players who have watched the Masters all these years are going to see a little bit of something different when they go out there, like you say, on Monday or Sunday afternoon and then a couple of practice rounds. And it's, you just have to take a crash course in playing it how you think that you can play it and how you should play it. It takes a lot of knowing, like your dad knew all those years that he played. It's a different animal. There's so much emphasis on the short game. Yes, we know that power will always get its due. We're going to further talk about that in this segment, but the two shots on and around the greens at Augusta have always been such a paramount part of playing and excelling there. You've got to, when you get the ball up and down in a tight situation, and I think lag putting is a huge part of Augusta and playing those greens, because let's face it, you're not going to hit your irons, up against the pin a lot. So it's retrieving those little shots on and around the greens that will keep you in. But if it's windy and if it's firm and it's cool, I mean, those two little shots can get away from you pretty quick.
No question about it. Ben Crenshaw, kind enough to join us here on Real Golf Radio. You mentioned distance. We'll get into that. But let's go back to 95. And you had Tiger Woods, U.S. amateur champ at the time, playing in the Masters for the first time. Phil Mickelson opened up with 66 in that first round. Those are a couple of long ball hitters. You edged Davis Love III out by a shot. He was one of the long ball hitters of the day. We're only 3 years removed from Freddie Couples. He was called Boom Boom. He was a long hitter for the day. But you were the one that ended up on top. So I guess the reason I'm putting that out there is, sure, there's a lot of guys that are testing the limits of distance today, but does that necessarily mean they're going to have the advantage when they tee it up at Augusta?
Well, they certainly should, and it has been proven that distance does matter quite a bit. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, if you're going in with a couple of lesser clubs, let's say, obviously that helps. But you got to put the ball on the green in the right places. There's no question about that. And as I say, there's no other set of greens that are more diabolical. I mean, there's so many years that all of us had to learn the golf course and learn where and where not to put the ball. And to gauge the speed of the approach putts, I think, was such a vital part of it. Certainly helped me, you know, in 1984 and 1995, and I did not have a three putt in either of those tournaments, which, you know, it saved a lot of shots for me. But one thing, I drove the ball pretty well, and I hit my irons well, and I must confess, I've never had a tournament where I had only five bogeys the whole week, which was, I mean, that's very rare for me because I was usually a pretty volatile player. You know, I could get hot at certain times and get mad at myself, and it would cost me a little bit, but I held things together that week. But it was a dream week for me. It was just a dream. I had not played well. Just prior to the Masters, I missed the cut in New Orleans, and I was there early at Augusta National, you know, and I get this, I'm eating dinner at the club, and I get this phone call from Tom Kite on Sunday night saying that our old teacher, Harvey Penick, had just passed away. So now I'm in shock. I never wanted to be away from Austin when that happened, so we made a plan to go back to Austin and Barry Harvey on Tuesday, and then I came back to Augusta National Wednesday. Something took over me that whole week because I said, you know what, I must say how thankful I was to have Harvey in my life. He taught me so many wonderful things, lasting things, and I started out the tournament, and I played well the first day, and the second day, and the third day, and I tried as hard as I could not to think about what the week meant to me in my memory of Harvey, and I'm convinced that I had a lot of help from a lot of different places, and I know the Lord looked after me that week through Harvey Penick. There's no doubt in my mind. I still laugh at one of the greatest lines I ever heard. Dan Jenkins, at the end of the tournament, said, "This was a bad week for atheists." I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. But no, I played like a dream that week. I played like a kid. I played like a kid that week. I played instinctive golf. Intuitive golf. I didn't think any swing thoughts. I had a good touch, and I was doing the right things, and I had the right breaks too. I mean, you got to have the breaks that happened for you to win.
Yeah, that's no doubt about it. And I love that. I love that thought that you just had. I played like a kid, because there's so many guys in today's game right now that are thinking so much with their swing and everything. That they lose sight. A guy that lives right there in Texas with you, Jordan Spieth. He needs to do the same thing. He needs to play like a kid again.
I agree with you. You know, I love Jordan, and I suffer with him, and I know he'll get it back. And you know, I think every young golfer goes through experimental stages. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know. I haven't bothered him. I don't want to. But man, I pull for him hard. He'll get it.
Yep.
You got way too much ability, but I agree. He's got such a great imagination, you know, and he's such a competitor. And I'm looking forward to seeing him in a couple of weeks.
Ben Crenshaw joining us here on Real Golf Radio. We're going to take a short break. We're going to hear the rest of his comments as he talks more about distance, about who might be favored, and his thoughts on the Masters coming up in 2 weeks. So more of that still to come on the back nine. Thanks for joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. Hey guys, BT here, and Bob and I are two happy customers of Barbecue Pit Stop. I'm absolutely in love with my new Yoder YS640S. This is the most versatile smoker grill I've ever used, and its Wi-Fi makes it a cinch. I feel like a barbecue pit master. Hey, whatever you need from grills and smokers to rubs and sauces, Barbecue Pit Stop has it for you in one of their three locations, Lehigh, Salt Lake, or Layton, or online at barbecuepitstop.com.
I'm Bob Casper with the Casby Real Estate Group, where we have more than 40 years of combined real estate experience in Utah. We understand that the way people buy and sell is rapidly changing, and life's biggest moves can be a stressful experience. At the Casby Real Estate Group, we provide cutting-edge technology, innovative marketing strategies, and skilled negotiation to help you reach your goals. We care about what you care about, and our most important partnership is with you. That's why I'm with Casby Real Estate Group at iPro Realty Network, where we pride ourselves on life's biggest moves simplified.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at zionsbank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA member FDIC.
Temperatures are dropping, and you know what that means. Frozen pipes, busted sprinklers, and worse. Turn to the experts at Mountain Land Supply to get you the right products for your yard that will last this time. Mountain Land Supply is an exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. That means the golf pros and superintendents trust Mountain Land Supply and Rainbird for their sprinklers, controllers, pipe, and everything they need to irrigate their golf courses. Shop where the pros shop. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest to you.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down, I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Really appreciate Jeff Rude and, of course, Ben Crenshaw joining us right there. We had a chance to catch up with Ben earlier in the week and visit with him, and we got talking so long we didn't have time to fit it all into one segment. So we're going to play more of his comments coming up here on the back nine, hour number two. So just a few minutes after the top of the hour break, we'll get right to it. But he had some interesting things to say already about the Masters.
Yeah, I think what I gleaned from it was that he hopes the golf course will play dry and fast, because Augusta National is not only a second shot course, but you've got to play your short game extremely well. Those chips around the greens, those lag putts, that kind of thing.
Yeah, he did talk about that. And don't forget, he didn't have a three putt in either of his Masters victories. And you always point to that when we're there at Augusta. You're always at the halfway point when we do the show on Saturday. You're always saying, let's look at who's got putting stats and who's had three putts. Now, it's not always 100% true, but a lot of times that's a tell as to who is managing their game on the greens. All right, we'll take a short break. Top of the hour coming up. The back nine, hour number two, is next.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The economy bounced back in the third quarter with a record 33.1% annualized growth rate. The record growth came after a second quarter drop of 31.4% due to the pandemic shutdown. All the losses were made up with Thursday's report, plus added nearly 2 points. James McCann, senior global economist at Aberdeen Standard Investment, said, "The reality is the GDP numbers demonstrate that the U.S. economy did indeed rebound strongly. It's time to change your clocks." USA Radio News' Val Dior has the reminder.
You'll need to fall back, as they say. In other words, set your clock back 1 hour Sunday morning, technically at 2 a.m. High-tech devices like phones will reset time for you. However, many of us set our manual clocks back before hitting the hay Saturday night. Another good tip, use this time change as a reminder to check or replace batteries in your smoke detectors. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Shaka Johnson, the family attorney for Walter Wallace Jr., says the family wants the officers who killed their son not to be charged with murder.
I don't think so, right? And here's why. Here's why. They were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. They didn't have it.
Mr. Wallace was shot by Philadelphia police while wielding a knife and approaching the officers, ignoring commands to drop the weapon. Apple is planning to build its own search engine to rival Google, according to Wednesday's Financial Times report. U.S. antitrust authorities are threatening to squash deals Google made with device makers to be the only search engine as the default option, specifically iPhones and Samsung phones. Apple's iPhone has started to show its own search engine results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries directly from the home screen in versions iOS 14 and later. The report stated Google pays Apple between $8 and $12 billion every year for its search engine deal. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
NASCAR's Xfinity 500 takes place Sunday from the Old School Track in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Denny Hamlin talks about the Martinsville magic.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you that we've not been as strong on the short tracks this year as what we were last year. I think we finished in the top five in every short track last year. I'm confident we've run strong at times, but other times we've not. Like earlier in Martinsville was a very shock for us. Well, it wasn't a shock because I got an email an hour before the race saying essentially we were going to be terrible. because our data was wrong. But, you know, I think that, you know, we really adapt well as a team, and we handle the information that we get really well. So I think certainly I'm optimistic and not going to look at the spring and say, oh man, we were awful there. What have we done to change that? Like, I've got smart enough people working within our team that I'm pretty confident that we can go there and contend for a win, and that race essentially never happened. So it's so hard to draw parallels between previous success or failures to current results. It's so hard to do it, especially in our sport now.
The race on NBC starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. Police say two people were shot and killed in Sylmar, California during unruly celebrations following the Dodgers World Series victory Wednesday. Illegal fireworks, vandalism, graffiti, and car spinouts were the celebrations of choice. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The second nine, the finishing holes, the closing stretch. It starts now. Here's the back nine, our number two of Real Golf Radio. With the steady, stripe it down the middle, make every putt because it's in your blood, Bob Casper, and that better lucky than good handled dragon flipper, Brian Taylor. Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome in. It's hour number two, the back nine of Real Golf Radio on a Halloween edition of the show. Yeah, we have a thriller show for you coming up here. We're going to continue our conversation with Ben Crenshaw. America's favorite caddy stops by, and Jason Sobel from the Action Network. We've got a lot to get to here on the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio, presented by Callaway Golf and brought to you in part by the Black Desert Resort at Entrada. Unlike anything you've experienced before, hey, St. George, Utah, this is your opportunity to take advantage of some exclusive real estate opportunities. Go to blackdesertresort.com, Black Desert Resort at Entrada. You know, the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course is broken ground and is underway. Really exciting stuff. Check it out at blackdesertresort.com. As we mentioned, Bob, a stacked up show. Should be a lot of fun. And again, we're just 2 weeks now from the playing of the fall Masters, and I'm getting excited. There's a lot of players. Anxious to hear what Sobel thinks about some of the favorites, betting favorites. Of course, he's with the Action Network going into the Masters.
It'll be interesting to see what the guys think about the golf course and the condition of the golf course once they get there in just a little over a week. But the other thing I think is really cool, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, we've got the Masters here in November, and in about 4.5-5 months, we got the Masters again in April. So this is going to be back-to-back Masters championships, and it's going to be really cool.
Past champion, Bob, or a first-timer? What do you think?
Wow. I don't know. You know, the past champions, having a father who's a past champion, they always like to keep that fraternity exclusive. And so those past champions want a past champion to win. But I think this time it's going to be a newbie.
Mm. You know what? That's just like that old tradition, Bob, where you used to, you know, slice the ends of the ham off before you put it in the pot. And when they finally asked their grandma why they did it, it's because she didn't have a bigger pan. I think the reason your dad didn't want people joining his fraternity is because they didn't have enough locker room space. They all had to share. They didn't want to have to share two or three and be stepping over each other.
Exclusivity.
I think they're happy to welcome these guys in, to be honest with you. But
sure they are.
Yeah, but sure nonetheless, it would be exciting. Justin Thomas has to be up there. Xander Schauffele has to be up there. Tony Finau has to be up there.
Yes.
Some of these, Brooks Koepka, you know, again, if he can regain some form. But those are the
Dustin
guys that
Johnson,
were.
Another one.
Sure. There's so many potential first-timers. It is going to be exciting. Hey, if you're just with us, again, we were talking to Ben Crenshaw 25 years ago. His second Masters Championship. We'll continue that conversation next, right here on Real Golf Radio. How did Callaway create their most advanced tour ball ever? They took Chrome Soft, the ball that changed the ball, and started from scratch, re-engineering every aspect of Chrome Soft from cover to core to make their best performing tour ball even better. Callaway invested significantly in their U.S.-based golf ball facility in Chicopee, Massachusetts, in order to achieve the next level of innovation. There, they built the new Chrome Soft with a larger dual soft fast core, a new high-speed mantle system, and a thinner urethane cover to deliver an unmatched combination of speed, consistency, spin, and control for complete performance. And now the new 2020 Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft X are both available with alignment enhancing triple track technology, so you'll have that performance lined up from tee to green. This ball changes everything. Get your new Chrome Soft or Chrome Soft X golf balls today at CallawayGolf.com. When it comes to putting, alignment is arguably the most important part of the equation.
Which is why Odyssey continues to set the standard for performance with the new triple track putters.
Three distinct alignment lines are now centered on every triple track putter head.
It's shocking how much easier it is to get it lined up.
You know, it's the same visual technology used to land jets on aircraft carriers.
It's that reliable and that accurate.
And once you're lined up correctly, you can focus on making a great stroke with the Stroke Lab shaft.
Get lined up with the new triple track putters at OdysseyGolf.com.
Odyssey, the number one putter in golf.
You might remember our supercomputer, that number-crunching golf junkie that harnessed its AI brilliance to create flash fades, a technology that unlocked performance never before seen in a driver. Well, after our supercomputer nailed the whole making a driver go farther thing, we gave it a new challenge, to design faces for the number one irons in golf. So our Maverick engineers meticulously programmed our supercomputer. It was churning and machine learning until... Boom! Maverick irons! A breakthrough in iron construction with uniquely designed faces throughout every set. Highly optimized performance for every type of player. We're talking explosive distance, incredible ball speed, and pin-seeking control. As for the supercomputer... it's training for its next assignment. Maverick from Callaway, the number one irons in golf.
Have you heard? There's an all-new experience coming to St. George, Utah. Black Desert Resort at Entrada is a full community resort experience featuring a resort hotel, private residences, world-class dining and shopping, a Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course, and so much more. With a simple message of remarkable within reach, Black Desert Resort beckons you to visit and even stay for a lifetime. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available at blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort at Entrada, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Thanks for joining us here on hour number two, the back nine of Real Golf Radio. If you've been with us, you know we caught up with Ben Crenshaw, the 95 and 84 Masters champion, and we got about 10 minutes with him last hour. We have more questions for him, and we're going to continue that conversation now as we reminisce with Ben Crenshaw and look forward to the Masters tournament coming up in 2 weeks. Hey, Ben, while we still have you for a few more minutes, when you think about this upcoming Masters, and I know there's so many questions, it's going to be different. Without the patrons out there, without the roars, playing in silence, does that favor maybe a past champion more than one that has yet to win the tournament, just from the standpoint that they've got a little bit more experience and more repetition out there on that golf course?
Well, I think you may be right. I think that, you know, I don't think there's any question that a lot of champions have done well in the tournament, and they go well on experience, and they go through past years where they did this and that, and they knew how to get around in some spots. And believe me, there's no question about it that Tiger Woods put on a performance this last time, and experience won out, in my opinion. He played so patient, and he knew what to do, played very, I'd say, not safely, but smartly. He put the balls in the right spots, knew where to miss the ball, and he just played beautiful, and he let some people make mistakes. And I don't know how many times that I ever heard Jack Nicklaus say that he would play golf as well as he could, no question, but he knew that some people were going to make mistakes, and he tried to be as patient as possible. And I think that's what happened with Tiger. He played brilliant, but man, experience won out that this last time.
And it came on the 12th tee. I got to ask you, Ben, you've played there a long time. I'm just a hack, and I love watching and covering the game. But how in the world do today's players have watched that hole being played so many times, still try to go at that flag on Sunday?
Oh, let me tell you, it just takes a lifetime of knowing. It's the most tempting little hole that anybody could ever play. And now, listen, I know that your dad, I know that he would say, how many good shots did I see going up through the air, going towards that green?
Oh, yeah.
Ended up horrible. Ended up buried or over the green. And it's just the most elusive little hole to get the proper distance and the proper gauge of pin high. Really difficult. But there's no doubt that Tiger played it really patient, played it to the fat side, the left side, the safe side. And you know, it's you to play at that pin, you have to have just an absolute still day. But it's, you know, when you're in the last round there, it's so lethal. I mean, you make a little mistake and it's a double. There's no doubt about it. And then you're debilitated for the next few holes.
Hey, Ben, you'd mentioned real quickly, you'd mentioned distance. You obviously have spent a lifetime in golf course design as well. What's your thoughts when you see what Bryson did at Wingfoot? And, you know, now as he's set his sights on Augusta and trying to even hit the ball further and get stronger and carry it longer, are there some things that golf courses are going to have to do? Or there's some what's your thoughts? Or do we just enjoy and appreciate what Bryson's able to do with his athleticism?
Well, athleticism, you know, you cannot, you can't legislate that. And what he's doing is just astounding. You know, I've never seen anybody go at bodybuilding and doing everything he can do to provide the most energy he can to the ball, put on so much muscle, working out three times a day. You know, and this 48-inch driver, I can't wait to see this thing. But when you start thinking about how he could play the golf course is pretty mind-boggling, really. I hate to say this, but from an architecture standpoint, we're kind of running out of bullets for people who could hit the ball that far, because you want to reach, you know, everybody that is playing the game. As Dr. McKenzie said a long time ago, to provide as much pleasure to every class of golfer that you can. But we're in uncharted territory now, and we're going to see how this goes. What he did to Wingfoot is just astounding. You know, listen, your dad won there in 1959 in a different way, let's say. But, you know, what I can't understand is how far these guys are hitting the ball out of the rough. The rough, you know, that's some deep rough that they were playing out of, and they got up to their objective albeit they're playing shorter irons, but still, that rough looked really deep to me. But it takes a really steep swing to hit the ball that far out of the rough, too. I mean, you're not going to hit it anywhere if you've got a flat swing out of the rough. But, man, he was so far down there on some holes, I couldn't believe it. Like that ninth hole. I couldn't believe that. Nine iron or a wedge or something.
Do you admire it or does it bother you?
I just don't know where we're going. I don't know. As a collective body, I don't know. I know that distance has been talked about for, I'd say it's come to the forefront, say, in the last 5 or 10 years. If you go into Jack Nicklaus's camp, Jack Nicklaus has been unequivocal for as long as I have known him. He thinks something should be done to the golf ball. He's been unequivocal that way. I think the chorus is getting louder. I don't know what the answer is, but it will be talked about more. And it will really be on people's minds when Augusta rolls around in a couple of weeks.
Mm. Yep.
No doubt about it.
It'll be interesting to see what it's like in November as compared to April when it comes around again.
Yeah, I mean, it's right. Isn't that something? What a strange year that we're in to know that the Masters is going to be played, and then it's going to be played in April again. I know people are very, very excited about it. I am to watch it. And, it's the highlights of people's sporting season to watch the Masters. And I think people are just happy to watch sports in general in times like this.
No, there's no doubt about it. Well, Ben, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Again, congratulations. 25-year anniversary of your Masters win in 1995, that special week that it was. Thank you for sharing some of your memories with us, and we hope that you'll enjoy the Masters in a couple weeks' time with your fellow champions and those that are able to attend.
Well, it's going to be fun. It's like a golfing fraternity to see my old friends there, the champions, and to watch these guys play, and let's have some good weather.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for asking me.
Well, thanks so much for your time. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. There you go. Ben Crenshaw joining us right here on Real Golf Radio, 1984 and 1995 Masters champion. We'll take a short break. More Real Golf continues next. Hey, when you're not hunting birdies on the golf course, you may just want to hunt or shoot. Get some guns and ammo. Yeah, it's what you want. It's also the name of the store. Stop in one of the four locations along the Wasatch Front with Get Some Guns and Ammo stores in Murray, Orem, Layton, and Tooele. A great selection of firearms, an indoor shooting range for rifle, pistols, and shotguns, and Get Some has a large selection of range gun rentals so you can try it before you buy it. Beginners are welcome. Come and learn from the experts at Get Some Guns and Ammo, open 7 days a week.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at zionsbank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down. I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy, and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
You might know Mountain Land Supply for its plumbing products, but did you know Mountain Land Supply also carries landscaping, irrigation supplies, and tools? They can help you design and calculate the exact feet of pipe, sprinkler heads, and nozzles to use for your yard. Using smartphone technology, you can even control your watering with state-of-the-art controllers. For all your landscaping needs, go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, fellow sports fans. It's Ned Siegfried. What would we do without sports? Following our favorite sports teams, whether it be the Jazz or the Utes or the Cougs, takes our mind off the many challenges in life. Accidents and their resulting injuries are certainly unexpected challenges that many people are forced to deal with. If you're one of these people, we'd love to talk to you about your situation. Call us at 801-222-2222. We'll talk to you for free. Or visit us at SiegfriedandJensen.com.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you right here on Real Golf Radio, brought to you in part by Callaway Golf. And as we talked about last week, the new Players Iron lineup available and in stores now. You can not only pre-order, you can actually purchase the new MBs and the four X-Forged CBs. So check those out, and the UTs as well. They're available in stores or online at CallawayGolf.com. An absolute thing of beauty, for sure. Check it out.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
He is America's favorite caddy, and he joins us every week right here on Real Golf Radio. Hey, caddy, how are you? Happy Halloween, buddy.
Boo! You know why the skeleton didn't cross the road?
Why?
He didn't have the guts.
That's a good one, Kay.
That was pretty good.
That's a good Halloween joke.
Yeah, that's a good Halloween joke.
Thank you very little.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought maybe you'd tell some pirate jokes being Halloween and all.
Pirate's favorite sweater. Argyle. I've got a lot of pirate jokes.
He'll be here all week.
Right.
Hey, speaking of Halloween though, Caddy, I'm excited to weigh in on this. The biggest thrillers in golf. And you can go a lot of different ways with this, right? This could be thrilling finishes, could be most thrilling shots. Meeting a golf legend, meeting the caddy, for instance, could be thrilling for people. Playing an exclusive or famous golf course. What do you think?
Mm. Biggest thrillers.
Mm.
I think it's meeting a golfer for the first, you know, a player or a legend that you've never met before in person. That's the cool thing, right? Everybody thinks that's really cool. You meet the person in person. Been watching on TV all your life, and then there they are. You know, I think that's a thriller.
That is
playing that special golf course that you've been waiting to play forever. Like, you get the invite to play Augusta National, or you go to Pebble Beach or St. Andrews. That's a thriller. Yeah, no doubt. Holing your first full shot for eagle. That's a thriller. All right. Which is also, you know, an ace. Maybe.
That's true. Maybe. Could just be an eagle.
Breaking 90, 80, 70 for the first time. Thrilling. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on a roll. All good thrillers.
Yeah.
You know,
beating your dad for the first time.
Ah.
Yes.
Bob, how old were you when you beat your dad? That was a little different than the rest of us.
I think I was 21.
Yeah, a little tougher call right there.
21?
Can I pass along a Clarke Harmon story that is right up this alley? Yeah, so I heard that, so Claude Harmon Jr. was practicing real hard, and finally his dad said, let's go play. And his dad hadn't touched the club for a while, and they play the West course, and Claude plays pretty well and shoots 74, and his dad shoots 66. So they're having dinner that night. He says, Dad, I don't get it. I've been working so hard at this game. You didn't touch a club for a month, and you just go out there and shoot 66. And I guess Claude Sr. looked right at him and said, son, in this world, there are racehorses and there are donkeys. And my job is to make you the fastest donkey in the barn. So now you know why Butch Harmon ended up being such a tough guy. So, yeah.
Fastest donkey in the barn, huh?
Fastest donkey in the barn. Yeah.
That's perfect.
The Claude Harmon stories are spectacular. We could do this for two shows. I mean, I've heard so many of them, and they're all spectacular. Yeah, incredible.
That's good.
I'll never forget playing with Billy Casper and Bob, and I can't remember who was all with us, but we were at San Diego Country Club, and we were going around, and Billy just the whole time, oh, I can't keep up with you long hitters. Oh, I can't do, you know. And we got to a par five. What is that, Bob? 15 on the back there?
16.
16?
A little straight away. Right at the end. Yeah,
a little bit, yeah. So, I must have hit it by him 130 yards or something. I don't know how I can even. And, of course, he lays up, and we're all waiting to go for it. And I think I hit it in the bunker short of the green. He gets it to his wedge range, knocks it to a foot, makes birdie, and I hit it from one bunker to the next and make bogey. I don't know how I can keep up with it. He never even broke character the whole time. Just the whole Eeyore, I can't hang with you guys while he beats my brains in.
Oh, bother.
Exactly.
So,
we'll never make it. We're due.
It was great.
That's awesome. Well, Brian, I think of it, as far as the thriller is concerned, I think your first trip to Augusta was pretty thriller.
I was thinking
with
the
everybody
same.
You got to meet and going up to the champions locker room and meeting Arnold and everything. That was definitely a thriller.
Sam Snead telling stories. Are you kidding me?
I was
every time,
your
every
first
time
dirty joke from
I was around, every time I personally was around those guys, it was a thriller.
No doubt about it. Yeah, so, I mean, just standing there underneath the overhang on the front of the clubhouse with all of the players and caddies, you introduced me to Jim Furyk. We had a conversation during a rain delay. I mean, that was a thrill. So, I mean, just out of context, I've just come off covering the NBA for 3 or 4 years. And I had, you know, again, the Jazz and the Bulls playoff run, the finals. So, you know, I'm right there with MJ, his airness, everything. I mean, you know, I kind of had gotten over the whole starstruck thing until I was standing there at Augusta with the white coveralls and the players. And, yeah, it was definitely a thriller moment.
Caddy, it was a rain delay, so they had closed the golf course. So everybody was held captive. And
tremendous.
We had a chance to talk to players outside the front. And then go up to the champions locker room and talk to the greats, Snead and Arnold. And my dad was up there and Tiger and everybody was there.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah, so see, that's the thing I think that's so cool about the traveling circus are those times when all of a sudden everybody's just kind of hanging out and kind of letting their guard down and you start hearing – I did Sun City a couple times, and that's such a cool event because when you're done playing, there's only about 20 players there, maybe 30. And they're all the top dogs of the Champions Tour and the top dogs from the Junior Tour. And everybody just kind of hangs out in this area where you eat lunch, and then everybody just kind of mills around and hangs out and starts telling stories. And when you hear some stories from Longer and Watson and Nick Price and Greg Norman, it's just so cool. And that's just, it's like that Augusta experience you had there every day. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. The storytelling is the best, no doubt about it. And you've got a lifetime of them, which is why we love having you on the show.
And then sooner or later I'll start repeating them.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't already, as far as you know, hey, we just had a chance to talk to Ben Crenshaw and he gave us a little bit of memories about 95 And he threw out there, he said, talked about how Harvey Pinnock was there with him and, you know, he had divine intervention. He said, Dan Jenkins wrote at the end of that week, this is a bad week for atheists. And he said that was one of his favorite lines. But, pretty amazing. What do you remember? Were you there in 95?
Good night. Was I there in 95? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was there in 95.
I was there in 95.
I did 91 to, no, you know what? I did 91 through 94.
Mm.
I may not have been there in 95. Yeah. I tell you what though, Crenshaw, I remember, that kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't playing very well.
No, he wasn't.
There's no way he was winning that tournament, we should say. There's no way that wasn't going to happen, but what a special, yeah, that you're right, that some things are, that's a fictional story that was actually true in many ways.
So. Another great line. Jeez, Caddy.
Yep.
Rolling it.
I had some sleep last night. I'm a little dangerous when I've slept.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. You know, Bob, are you saying you want to talk or are you telling me we have 1 minute?
We have a minute.
Okay, we have 1 minute left, unfortunately. But, all right, Caddy. So, your thoughts real quickly, because we're going to do all things Masters preview next week on our official Masters preview show. But just your initial reactions. College game day is going to be there. No par three, split tees. It's going to be different. But I, as I said in a tweet earlier, it's still going to be unlike any other.
I think so. The World Series for me seemed like the real World Series. It didn't seem like the pandemic World Series.
Mm.
And I bet you when we turn on the Masters, it's going to feel like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, here we go.
Yep.
Can't wait.
I agree with you.
Boy. Yeah.
Mm. So. I like that. All right. That's a good way to end it up. Caddy, thanks for being with us, man. Always a pleasure talking golf with you, my friend. And happy Halloween. Thanks for the thrillers.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, there you go. That's the Caddy joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. We'll take a short break. Jason Sobel, Action Network, joins us coming up next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Born from 10 years of research and innovation, the shaft synonymous with high performance and unrivaled feel is back. Introducing the all-new Mottori X from Fujikura. Built to amplify the performance of today's driver heads with a reinforced bias core and a torsionally stiffened handle, Mottori X doesn't just add speed and stability, it multiplies it. Get custom fit from Mottori X today.
When I'm not on the golf course, you'll probably find me in a river. Sometimes I only have a short time to fish. Sometimes I'm out all day going from spot to spot. Either way, I always wrestle with transporting my fly rod. Well, I found the perfect solution. The River Quiver by Riversmith. Handcrafted and designed in Boulder, Colorado by fishermen for fishermen. This premium rooftop fly rod holder transports your fully assembled, fully rigged fly rod safely and securely so you're ready to fish. And it looks sick on the roof rack. Locked, loaded, ready to fish. Get your River Quiver at Riversmith.
At Callaway, we spent years obsessing over how to deliver golfers a better tour ball. New materials were discovered. Recipes were fine-tuned. Then, finally, all the blood, sweat, and late nights in the lab produced Chrome Soft, the ball that changed the ball. Soon, Callaway was the fastest-growing major golf ball brand in the game. You'd think after such a feat, we sat back and cracked a cold one. No way. Come on, man. That wasn't enough. Instead, our engineers set out to achieve the next big thing, a complete reinvention. That's right. We blew it all up and doubled down big time, investing in our Massachusetts ball plant with state-of-the-art machinery and expanding our team of progressive thinking engineers, all in pursuit of a revolution in golf ball innovation. So, here we are, a new Chrome Soft with game-changing distance, incredible feel, and exceptional control. Our highest quality and most consistent tour ball imaginable. The new Chrome Soft 2020. This ball changes everything.
Those who know love heading to St. George, Utah for year-round fun, especially golf. But where to stay is always a challenge, and getting a tee time can be tough. What if there was a Scottsdale-style golf resort in St. George where you can stay and play? And what if you could own your own residence there? Well, now there is. Introducing Black Desert Resort at Entrada. The second and final chapter of the Entrada vision offers a full community with exceptional amenities from residential villages, hiking trails through preserved lava flows, spa, world-class dining and shopping, and a Tom Weisskopf championship golf course. It's literally an outdoor paradise that will strengthen family bonds and make lifelong memories. That's life at Black Desert. Find out how you can stake your claim at blackdesertresort.com. blackdesertresort.com. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available now. Black Desert Resort at Entrada. Unlike anything you've experienced before.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio. Time to get out to our next guest. Really appreciate a good friend of ours and senior golf writers with the Action Network, Jason Sobel, joining us right now. Hey, Jace, how are you, man?
What's up, fellas? Great to talk to you guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. And, of course, you know, we have to give you the obligatory ace comment because, you know, that's forever burned in our mind. In fact, I just witnessed my first hole-in-one just 2 weeks ago. First time since I was with you over a year ago when you made your hole-in-one after the Masters. So it just doesn't happen very often. So it's memorable.
Well, you know what, then? We're going to have to play again so that I can still be the most recent one to get a hole-in-one with you. I mean, we can fix it.
I like it. Have you made another one since?
Us, you'll make one.
No, I played yesterday. I got one on the green, though. We have five par threes in my place, so I got a greenie. That was good.
You got an extra chance at it, too. You're improving your odds.
Yeah, right.
I love it. Well, listen, 2 weeks from the Masters, it's still crazy to gear up for it as we're going into the cold weather season for much of the country. And yet, I'll tell you what, the videos that are coming out from Augusta National, some of the news around surrounding game day showing up and all of those types of things, man, and the pictures of the fall leaves around Amen Corner, it's going to be different, but it's still going to be unlike any other, as Nance would say, huh?
I tell you what, guys, somebody from Augusta National's marketing and PR department has stepped it up a couple of notches this year because it used to be sort of the mystery around Augusta and, hey, can't wait till we get there so we can see the golf course. Now, I mean, I spent the other day sitting in front of my laptop for 5 minutes watching video of some guy painting a curb green, and I was like, man, this is fascinating. This is so cool, man. Look at that. He's painting it. Now the paint's drying, and it's so great. This is great. It's Augusta, and people just will be so excited about seeing anything Masters-related, especially this time of year. I think it's going to be really cool, guys. I can't wait to see how the course plays. I have no idea. I think it's going to sort of depend on what type of weather we tend to get early that week and through the tournament rounds, but it could be fast and firm. The wind could be blowing. It could be 55 degrees or it could be rainy, it could be 78 degrees, and it'll play completely differently, and I can't wait. I think it's going to be fun. I know a lot of people are a little bit sour on it. Well, you know, there's going to be azaleas in April, and this isn't the tradition, and this is, you know what, 2020 is a little different, in case you haven't noticed, and I just think it's great that we're at least going to get a tournament this year. We're going to be able to see somebody put on the green jacket at the end of it, and guys, we've got a ton of guys who are playing really high-level, world-class golf right now, who are on that list of contenders going into this thing.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. You know, fall colors instead of azaleas or dogwoods. I think fall colors is going to be really, really cool. You know, Tiger came out and made some comments a little over a week ago. He said he's played there once in November, and it was kind of cool with the north wind, and he hit driver three wood to 1 and 18. And he said the golf course is probably going to play very similar to the year that Zach Johnson won, with it being cold and windy and that kind of thing. So if that happens, it's still going to be a great tournament. It's just going to be a little different.
Yeah, and a little bit different is fine. I think a little different is cool. There are years of the Masters where if you said, hey, who won back in 2007, and you go, oh, man, I got to rack my brain. Oh, yeah, that was his year. Okay, now I get it. Whereas you're never going to forget who won back in 2020. November Masters. Yep, that was that guy. And you're instantly going to remember everything about this one because it's so much different from what we've seen in April every year.
Jason Sobel, senior writer, Action Network, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So you mentioned those guys. I'll tell you what, going into last week, there was three guys right at the top of my list. And Justin Thomas, obviously, has been a great ball striker. A little surprised he didn't close the deal last week. Also, I think you have to look at Dustin Johnson, still number one player in the world, even though we haven't seen a whole lot of him. And then Tyrrell Hatton. Tyrrell Hatton is a guy
that... We're talking about Xander, too.
Oh, Xander. I think Xander was the one, and maybe I inserted him instead of a DJ. But Tyrrell Hatton is a guy, I'm telling you, he's trending right now. I don't know what his odds are, but he's suddenly become a guy that I really like rooting for. He's fun to watch play.
He is. He's a character out there on the golf course. I mean, you see him hit a bad shot, he's not just going to close his mouth and not let you know about it. He's got some character out there, which is fun. It's fun to watch a guy like that. You know, when he's hitting it well, he's got a big smile on his face and he shows some emotion. When he's not hitting it well, he might show even more emotion. And I'm okay with that. That's pretty cool. And so, yeah, you're right. He's had a tremendous last 12 months. People forget that he had wrist surgery not even 12 months ago. And I was surprised. He came back and played a few European Tour events, I believe, and then played for the first time in a PGA Tour sanctioned event in Mexico at the WGC earlier this year and finished in a share of sixth place. And I was like, wow, he's kind of come back pretty quickly. I didn't really expect him to do that. And then a couple of weeks later, went out and won the Arnold Palmer Invitational. It's like, okay, I guess this guy's over that wrist surgery. I guess, you know, whatever they did, they put a bionic wrist in there or something because he's playing fantastic golf. I like that pick. There are so many guys. And I think the picture got just a little bit clearer over the last 2 weeks when we had a lot of the game's top players playing the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek, which, by the way, was so cool to watch on TV, and then the Zozo Championship at Sherwood. And with all those guys playing, I think you can look at some of the scores, some of the ball striking statistics, and go through the data and analytics a little bit and just kind of separate them just a little bit from, okay, well, I had 20 guys, the top 20 guys in the world, and I like all of them because they can all go win a Masters. And now I'm like, all right, well, these seven have sort of separated themselves a little bit from these other 13 guys, whatever it might be. So yeah. I think we're sort of slowly, gradually getting that picture a little bit clearer as we get towards Masters Week in a couple of weeks.
You know, Brian talked about Justin Thomas. He finished tied for second last week, and it's his third runner-up finish in his last 10 PGA Tour starts. He said it's been hard for him to stay focused when he's out there playing and it's so quiet. He said, but they're all learning how to deal with it. So I think Justin Thomas is striking the ball extremely well, as Brian talked about. I wonder how he's going to handle playing Augusta National and nobody out there.
Yeah, it's such a strange dynamic. And guys, at the beginning of the PGA Tour restart back in May, I kind of said, look, you know, there were fans on the golf course before and every player had to deal with it. Now there will be no fans and every player will deal with it. And basically it kind of levels the playing field. I don't know that anyone necessarily has an advantage or a disadvantage, but the more they've played, the more you can see some players, they need to be kind of pumped up a little bit. Rory has said the same thing, that he doesn't quite feel the same electricity that he does with a few thousand fans following him in the gallery. And so I think it has affected some players more than others, and it's really hard to sort of quantify what that means. But I love doing this, and you guys know that I'm basically working on things from a betting perspective and a fantasy golfer perspective now, and trying to prognosticate who's going to play well, who's going to have success, who's going to be further down the leaderboard. And I love looking at data, looking at analytics, trying to figure out these numbers, but I also love trying to figure out the human element too, because there's certain things that you can't look at in a strokes gained statistic and say, okay, well, this guy, he's plus 1.2 per round strokes gained, no fans. It doesn't work that way. So you have to kind of figure out just by watching and just by knowing the players a little bit, which ones sort of rise to the occasion in certain weeks and which ones, you know, hey, that's not really going to be their week, even if, well, you know, all the numbers look really good. He should play well,
Why won't he play well? Well, sometimes, you know, look, they're humans. They're not robots. If they were all robots, it would be a lot easier to figure out. We just punch in numbers, and they play exactly to what the numbers say. But they're humans, and we got to factor in that human element.
Hey, Jason, along those lines, who do you like? And what are some of the ways that you mentioned fantasy? What are some of the ways that the betting introduced into golf? How is that, I guess, changing the game a little bit from a viewership standpoint? Is it doing what fantasy football did for football? And what are some unique ways that fans can engage with the game of golf through the betting perspective?
Okay, so Brian, I'll take the second part of that first because this is it's becoming such a big deal. We saw during the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek a few weeks ago, they had live odds on the screen. They were showing actual gambling odds during an event. If you had asked me a couple of years ago, even just a year ago, will this ever happen on a nationally broadcast televised event? Not a streaming second screen experience, not an online thing, but on the TV broadcast, I'd say, yeah, it'll happen in like 2023, 2024. I think we'll get there at some point. The fact that we have gotten there this quickly is pretty remarkable. And it just goes to show, first of all, the PGA Tour understands how beneficial this can be to their business. And not just from a direct financial standpoint. And yes, they can make a lot of money off people betting on golf, and they own all the data, and there's certain ways that they are going to sort of own this space a little bit. They have four now official betting operators of the PGA Tour. I'm not sure how that works when they're all official, but they do have that. They've announced that the last couple of months. So the other part of that, the indirect way, is that, and you guys know it, we've been to enough events where when Tiger's playing, when Phil's playing, when the Rory's playing, the gallery's okay, I want to go watch that. And that's their player, and that's the guy that they focus on. And when you're watching on TV, it's okay. Yeah, I'll nod off a little bit when they're showing these guys I don't know that well. But then all of a sudden, okay, that's my guy. That's my favorite player. That's a big name. I want to watch him. What betting does, what fantasy does, is get you interested, invested, engaged in the other players out there. And I've seen this over the last couple of years grow immensely, where it used to be 5, 6, maybe 10 players on tour that people really cared about. Now, people care less about those big names. It's like, hey, I know the big names. Tell me the guys who can jump up there in the next year and be really good players. Who's the next big name that I don't know yet? Who's the guy, the sleeper pick that I can take in the Masters who's going to show up on the leaderboard? Give me these other names. And I think it's a good thing for the game. And you're right. It's just like fantasy football. I mean, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, if you had said, hey, who plays tight end for the Dolphins, people would be like, I don't know. I'm not a Dolphins fan. Why would I have any idea who plays tight end for the Dolphins? Now, if you ask any fantasy football player, they're like, oh, it's this guy. Yeah, I picked him up on the waiver wire last week. He had 3 catches for 43 yards and a touchdown. And you're like, that's growing the game. And that's exactly what golf is doing right now. And so I tell people all the time, look, there are people out there who bet a lot of money on golf. They're high stakes, high volume players, outright, they're betting matchups, they're betting top 5, top 10, top 20 props. And look, that's great if you can do that with a wealth of knowledge and become profitable. Hey, I am all for it, and I'm trying to help those people. But I also tell people, look, if you want to put $5 down every week and pick one guy to win and just kind of have a little Sunday sweat in case they're on the leaderboard and you got something to watch, that's great too. And you know, that's what we're trying to do, is help everybody pick some winners here and make a little bit of money. And, you know, I'm certainly not suggesting anyone take out a second mortgage to go bet on the Bermuda Championship this week. But if you want to throw a couple of bucks on it, whatever you can do, look, we all want to have more fun watching it. And I think this helps you and have more fun watching the games. I'm going to watch college football today, and I'm going to sit there in front of the TV, and the games that I've got a couple of bucks on, I'm going to be a whole lot more interested in the games that I know. So that's a long-winded way of saying that I do think it's that betting is very beneficial on the game and on what it's doing for the PGA Tour right now. And as far as Masters picks, I'm right there with you. I like Justin Thomas a lot. I like Xander Schauffele a lot. But again, if you look at it from a betting perspective, Do I like Justin Thomas enough to take him at 11, 12 to 1 going into Masters? Low number, and so you try to find the guy a little bit off that path. I like two past champions a lot, guys who are playing really well. Patrick Reed is really starting to come around. He's trending right now. He's moving in the right direction. I think he can have a really strong Masters week. And Bubba Watson. All of a sudden, Bubba Watson went from playing pretty poor golf at the beginning of the restart in this summer to playing really solid golf. His ball striking has been great lately. And I think he's going to make some noise at Augusta as well.
I like it. I think those are some good picks. And I think you could debate that maybe past champs have even more of an advantage because they already have that green jacket, less pressure in the silence the hallowed grounds there at Augusta. Jason, we're out of time. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us and great insights. And we'll keep a follow on you and look forward to hearing your insight as the Masters comes up here in just 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Jason Sobel, Action Network, joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. Short break. We'll wrap up the show next. Thanks for being with us right here on Real Golf Radio. Hey guys, BT here, and Bob and I are two happy customers of Barbecue Pit Stop. I'm absolutely in love with my new Yoder YS640S. This is the most versatile smoker grill I've ever used, and its Wi-Fi makes it a cinch. I feel like a barbecue pit master. Hey, whatever you need from grills and smokers to rubs and sauces, Barbecue Pit Stop has it for you in one of their three locations, Lehigh, Salt Lake, or Layton, or online at barbecuepitstop.com.
Hi, it's Ned Siegfried. Siegfried & Jensen has been around a long time. We've been handling injury cases for over 30 years. During this time, Siegfried & Jensen has had the privilege of helping tens of thousands of Utahns. If you've had the misfortune of being injured in an accident, we'd love to help you as well. To talk to us for free about your situation, call us at 801-222-2222 or visit us at SiegfriedJensen.com.
Hotel Park City, along with the Spa and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, are open. Parents were tired, forced into homeschooling, juggling work at home and kids at home. Well, take a staycation and escape to Hotel Park City. The pool's open, fitness center, Bandana's Grill, Ruth's Chris, the Spa, and the golf course. From suites and the cottages that offer private hot tubs on the balcony and three fireplaces, you got to get away. To Hotel Park City, call 435-940-5077. That's 435-940-5077 for reservations today.
I'm Bob Casper with the Casby Real Estate Group, where we have more than 40 years of combined real estate experience in Utah. We understand that the way people buy and sell is rapidly changing, and life's biggest moves can be a stressful experience. At the Casby Real Estate Group, we provide cutting-edge technology, innovative marketing strategies, and skilled negotiation to help you reach your goals. We care about what you care about, and our most important partnership is with you. That's why I'm with Casby Real Estate Group at iPro Realty Network, where we pride ourselves on life's biggest moves simplified.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at ZionsBank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA member FDIC.
Temperatures are dropping, and you know what that means. Frozen pipes, busted sprinklers, and worse. Turn to the experts at Mountain Land Supply to get you the right products for your yard that will last this time. Mountain Land Supply is an exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. That means the golf pros and superintendents trust Mountain Land Supply and Rainbird for their sprinklers, controllers, pipe, and everything they need to irrigate their golf courses. Shop where the pros shop. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest to you.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio. What a fun show it has been on Halloween. And Jeff Rude, Ben Crenshaw, the caddy, Jason Sobel joining us here on the show. If you missed any part of it, follow us on Twitter. At Real Golf is where you can catch us and download it on your favorite podcast site. All of the interviews and the shows in its entirety are available for you right there. Bob, it is Halloween.
So, biggest thrillers in golf. I have to think, and I wanted to talk to Ben about it, the 99 Ryder Cup. I got a feeling, and boy, yeah, that comeback, that was a thriller.
That was definitely a thriller. Also seeing, if we're talking Ryder Cup, also seeing Paul Azinger as captain and them winning that Ryder Cup handily. So I think that was another one.
2008.
Yep. Yep.
There were
personally for thriller for me. Personally.
Yes.
First time I got to play Augusta National, I got to play with my dad and Gabe Brewer, two former Masters champions.
That is a thriller for sure. A double thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Hey, thanks to Dave Glauser, our producer, who does a great job for us. Bob, happy Halloween, buddy.
You too.
Are you dressing up?
I will not be dressing up, no.
Are you going to give candy out?
It's a fun holiday, so to speak, but it's not my favorite.
Not your favorite one?
No, right, no, right. No, no.
Well, hey.
I know you like to dress up, though.
I don't, but if I did, you know what? I'd always be Captain Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. All right, for Bob, I'm Brian. Thanks for joining us. Happy Halloween. Thanks for being a part of it. Thanks to Dave Glauser. Enjoy it. Masters Preview Edition next week on Real Golf Radio.
Thanks for listening to Brian and Bob on Real Golf Radio. Join us on Twitter at Real Golf or on our website at realgolfradio.com.
It's been real.
Hi, this is Jay Ritchie, the co-host of Tee to Green, the golf show, the show by golfers for golfers. Be sure to join us every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time when we talk golf right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.